This is 1580 The Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. The phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. Huge shout out again to Greg Wyshynski, a.k.a. Puck Daddy, for joining us last segment. If you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, and you can download the BetMGM Tonight podcast wherever you get your podcasts. By the way, speaking of which, we mentioned all the early goals in that Canadian Sabres series. Game 5 is underway. We've already got two of them. Two goals in the first freaking 6.5 minutes. Jason Zucker scored for Buffalo 2 minutes in, and Cole Caulfield just answered about 2 minutes ago with his fourth goal of the postseason. So it's 1-1, 12.5 to go in the first period. Just crazy. We'll keep you posted on that game all throughout our show. And again, coming up at the top of the hour, Scott Graham, Mike Golick, special Westwood One Sports NFL schedule release show. We'll be back at 10 p.m. Eastern. Brad, why don't we play a little sports geo game again? Woo! Because it's honestly, it's turning into my favorite segment on our show. It's a game that has swept the country, swept social media. So let's play it. Where sports meets geography, let's get producer Brandon Combs in the mix to ask us the questions. Let's get our video producer Monty in the mix because he is going to be our mouse clicker. He is going to help us out. And so here we go. We had a pretty damn good round yesterday. What do we get? A possible out of 1,000 points, we got about 947. Let's see if we can get a nearly perfect score tonight, shall we?
Amen, man. I absolutely love this game. It is certainly all the rage, and Imani is learning as we are playing. So we're educating not only him, but the masses in route as well. So it wins galore.
All right, Combs, get us going.
All right, boys, here we go. First things first, Patrick Mahomes played quarterback at this Big 12 school.
Well, it's Texas Tech.
Okay,
it's in Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock.
Monty, any clue before we direct you where Lubbock, Texas is? I don't think Monty's got his audio on, maybe, or his mic on.
He might, I don't think he does.
He might not be able to run it at the same time that he's doing the screen. I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there is.
Oh, there we go.
We can hear you, Monty.
You, Monty. Do you know where Lubbock, Texas is?
I do not.
I don't know for sure, but my guess would be north.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in the panhandle of Texas.
It's northwest.
Armadillo is the northernmost, decent city, decently sized city in the panhandle of Texas. And just south of Amarillo is Lubbock. So, yeah, Monty, about where you're at right now, as a matter of fact. Now, a little bit, got to go a little further south. A little further south.
Maybe let's not zoom in.
Yeah, right he's around got this- there.
I'd say right around right there in that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monty's got this zoom and everything going.
Not bad.
All right.
Not bad.
Green baby.
Not
go,
bad
Monty.
At all. All right. Next question. Eli Manning played his college ball in the same southern town as his father, Archie.
Oxford.
Yeah, Oxford. Where? What state?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Queen. That's right. Oxford, Mississippi.
It always right. takes me a minute to remember if it's Mississippi, Alabama, or Alabama, Mississippi. I think Alabama's next to Georgia, right? So Mississippi should be closer to Louisiana.
Closer to Louisiana. Yeah. That is correct. So Monty's in the right state. He's got it. Brando, do you know approximately where Oxford is in the great state of Mississippi?
I believe it is like closer to the Louisiana border. So
yes, I think that is correct.
I'm
and I'm
going
to say it's
west.
Like south central?
Something like that.
Is it
that.
West or is it?
I'm not exactly
right around there. You guys good with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, rip it.
Rip it. Let's do it.
Ooh, not even.
I was wrong. It's north.
Wow, it's way northern Mississippi. I had no idea it was that close to Tennessee.
Sometimes you swing and you miss sometimes.
We still got a green, baby.
All right.
Did we get a green for that or we get a yellow?
No, we got a green.
Yep. We got yellow. Down bottom left corner.
Oh, we did? Ah, yeah. Damn.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
Redeem ourselves.
Oh, I know this one. Paul Gasol won 2002 NBA Rookie of the Year in this city before the 2008 trade to the Lakers.
I don't know this. Pat, do you know this?
I do.
I do not.
Memphis, right?
Memphis, correct. Which is in Tennessee.
Do you know where Memphis, Tennessee is, Monty?
It's like the southwest side, I think, right?
I believe
yes!
so.
It's basically hugging the border of Arkansas. So, yes,
really?
You're there. Keep, like right there, right there. That's Memphis,
dog. You got a lot of lights right there. That nailed it.
Boom!
MVP, baby.
Right on. Holy cow.
The screen shook.
I know. It was like boom. All right.
Earthquake. New Madrid fold is active.
All right. Let's see here. The next question is... Oh, God. Siwoo Kim is looking for his first major this week at the PGA Championship. He's from this Asian capital. Is he Chinese?
I'm Seoul, South Korea?
Yep, he's from... Yeah, he's South Korean, so it would be Seoul.
Oh, okay.
He's South Korean, so it's got to be Seoul. Seoul, South Korea. It's the biggest city. One of the biggest cities in Asia, honestly.
I have
is
no
far and away the biggest city in Korea.
On the board,
and they like to drink in Seoul.
I have no.
Yeah, I think it's right. I think it's right on the coastline. You see it just kind of the northwest side. I want to say of Korea,
on northwest coast.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I want to say right there,
spot right here.
Is that a bunch of? So that's the geographic. That's the satellite, though. That almost looks like that looks like barren. Is that or is that just? Is that all?
Oh.
Yeah, I can't tell. It looks like there's some kind of shipping port or something, too, though.
Okay. Or maybe it's more Central Korea. Hey, just plant the flag in Central South Korea, and we're going to let it ride.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Let's go for it.
Wait, hold on. Oh, he did it.
See, so stuck to the gut.
Right,
never listen to Brad.
I was right originally, but we got it.
All right.
I steered us in the wrong direction.
Now the thing is, now I have to find it on my map because that's the only way I can get to the next. Here we go.
Just click anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're right.
And then next question.
He's trying to cook the books.
Andres Iniesta scored Spain's only. This is all you, Pat. Scored Spain's only goal in the 2010 World Cup final in this African city.
Johannesburg?
Anybody else know? You nailed it. And I think Johannesburg is South Africa.
It's coastal. It's coastal Africa.
It is coastal,
right?
So it's either going to be right where Monty's mouse is, or it's that very luscious green space. Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
Luscious
about
the green space. The one a little bit up to the west.
Over here.
I was going to go with that originally, but then.
I don't know. I have no clue.
It's definitely coastal, and it's definitely one of the most sought-after climates in the world. So it's like a Mediterranean type of climate. So it's definitely coastal. It's probably flat. That is too mountainous that you're looking at right now, Monty. I would go with that area that you were at.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I think that's Cape Town. I think that's Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, that might be Cape Town. So is it the opposite coast?
Wait, zoom out real quick.
On the eastern side?
I thought it was north, but I have no clue.
No. Okay, so if you think that's Cape Town on southwest South Africa, I think it's eastern South Africa is where Johannesburg is.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah, right, Monty, like north, southeast, a little bit north of where you have your mouse. Let's go right there.
Yeah, I like that.
For the record, I think it's north.
Ooh.
Oh, it was north.
It was north.
Holmes had the map pulled up. There's no way he knew that.
I haven't even clicked it yet. I always forget to click it because I come back.
Yeah, but you Googled it.
Come back to it. I Googled it. Jesus Christ. Just can't handle when I'm smarter than you.
Oh, we got yellow for
that's
that?
Why I beat you at
that's
the list.
That's highway robbery.
Yeah, I mean, we were like halfway across the country.
Never forget.
What's the final score, Pat? What's the final score?
What does that say? Is that 906?
906.
Never all right, we my broke MVP 900 click, for the though. Second straight day.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Gotta love it.
We'll take it. Win's a win.
One perfect score. Don't forget.
Hey, Memphis, Tennessee. Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee.
That was a sick get, Memphis, Tennessee, because I had no idea where Memphis was. And Brad, you said it's right on the Arkansas border, and then Monty was like, it looks like all these little lights and stuff, and then the screen literally like a earthquake erupted. That was awesome.
It was great. Right. I've been in Memphis, Tennessee. I've road tripped around that area several times, so I knew that. I cannot believe I did not know exactly where Oxford, Mississippi was. Maybe it was confusing with Starkville.
Real quick, before we go to break, Brad, if you thought the first couple minutes of that Canadian Sabres game was nuts, would you like to take a guess how many goals have been scored since?
Two additional.
Try four additional. There's five goals already in the first 13 minutes of the game. It's 3-2
there's
Sabres with 6:30 left to go in the first period. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Imagine if you took the over, you basically almost cashed it in the first period. Yeah, after Caulfield scored, Josh Doan made it 2-1 Buffalo, then Alexander Tichet made it 2-2, and then Konstantin Hellenius made it 3-2 Sabres. Five goals in the first 13 minutes of the free. Well, that came in the first. There was five goals in the first 10 minutes. We actually haven't had a goal in the last 4 minutes. It's been a defensive battle all of a sudden. Crazy, crazy game. All right, let's take a short break. 310-840-4910. When we come back, we'll do a little NFL over-under. I'll try not to lose my mind about the news of Malik Nabers today for the Giants. And then again, at the top of the hour, it's Scott Graham and Mike Golic for an NFL Westwood One Sports schedule release special. Until then, we got you covered. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
We're one game away from a Thunder Spurs Western Conference Final. SGA, Wemby. Can San Antonio close it out tomorrow night and make the matchup everyone wants a reality? Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Not loving your AT&T or T-Mobile bill? Yeah, we've been hearing that a lot. Good news. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to Verizon and we'll give you a better deal. So get away from that unfortunate phone bill and get to Verizon. Run, ride, canoe, whatever it takes, we'll be here. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal on the best network. A better deal. No surprises. That's Verizon. Best network based on root metrics, best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025, all rights reserved. Must provide a recent consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.